In this bulletin, the murder of a young international student raises questions about community safety. The Royal Commission into the aged care sector begins, and in tennis, the public feud between Leighton Hewitt and Bernard Tomic continues. With the latest SBS News, I'm Evan Young. The Israeli consulate in Australia has sent its condolences to the family of a Palestinian student found murdered in Melbourne earlier this week. The body of Aya Massawe was found on Wednesday morning in Bundoora, 16 kilometres north of Melbourne. Police say the 21-year-old was on her way home when she was attacked. Victoria Police Detective Inspector Andrew Stamp says that police are investigating a cap and shirt found at the scene and are appealing for public assistance on the matter.
This is the key to solving this crime, and somebody in the community knows who did this. Somebody's come home on Tuesday night or the early hours of Wednesday morning, maybe with blood on them, missing items of clothing. Somebody knows about this and we need help.
The Royal Commission into the aged care sector has begun and is examining the extent of substandard care in the industry. The Royal Commission, which will be based in Adelaide but hold hearings in other states, will also look at dementia care, home-based care, and a sustainable funding model for care and facilities. Council on the Aging Chief Executive Ian Yates says the inquiry is a watershed moment for older Australians and their families. Mr. Yates wants the Commission to address a number of concerns, including properly financing the sector, building and supporting a better skilled and compassionate workforce, and improving medication management. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says more information is needed before the Murray-Darling Basin plan is ripped apart in the aftermath of the mass fish deaths in New South Wales. Up to a million fish are believed to be dead in the Darling River at Menindee as a result of a cold front killing off an algal bloom that sucked oxygen from the water. Mr. Morrison says it's imperative governments now look closer at how the basin is being managed.
I think it's important that we inform ourselves more. We've put $5 million in for the fish species recovery program. We're getting people together who actively have responsibility for managing these flows, and particularly the New South Wales government, who has the lead role here. And so we want to support them in the decisions they take.
A new report says there's a growing trend around the world in which people are pushing back against autocrats and governments who disregard human rights. Human Rights Watch's World Report 2019 reviews human rights practices in more than 100 countries, including Australia. While the report hailed the announcement of the Royal Commission into Aged Care, it says Australia's refusal to end its offshore processing of asylum seekers, over incarceration of Indigenous people and those with disabilities, and new encryption laws are hurting Australia's global reputation on human rights. Human Rights Watch's Australia Director, Elaine Pearson, is also urging the government to take a stronger stance on some of the human rights violations happening overseas.
If the Australian government was a bit more consistent in raising issues with countries like China, Indonesia, Vietnam, as well as, you know, Myanmar and Syria and Saudi Arabia, then actually it would be easier for the government to actually really get progress on these issues.
To tennis, and Leighton Hewitt has claimed Bernard Tomic physically threatened him and his family and says he'll never play Davis Cup as long as he's involved as captain. Hewitt says he's cut all contact with Tomic following the alleged abuse over the past 18 months. Hewitt said he tried to help Tomic, who this week criticised the Davis Cup and Open Wildcard player selection policy, but believes the 26-year-old former Australian men's number one is now a lost cause. Hewitt says he's received multiple threats from Tomic.
I think the threats that I've received for me and my family that I've had for a year and a half now, I don't think anyone would reach out to a person that speaks like that. So.
Directly from Bernie,
yes.
From his team?
No, from Bernie.
And about the threats, are they physical threats? Or
both. Blackmail, threats and physical, yeah.
Weather for the rest of the day in Perth, sunny and 32. Adelaide, shower or two before clearing, 28 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two, 28 degrees also. While in Hobart, a shower or two developing, 26 degrees. In Canberra, hot with a possible storm, 40 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 29. Sydney, sunny, 33. Newcastle, also sunny, but 37 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 32. Cairns also 32, but with a shower or two, and Darwin a shower or two as well, and a possible storm, 34 degrees. I'm Evan Young. This is SBS News.